Good morning.
It is a Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, after we spoke yesterday, news broke that the DA in New York is investigating Trump and his company over fraud. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office, that's Cyrus Vance Jr., suggested Monday that it had been investigating President Trump and his company for possible bank and insurance fraud, a significantly broader inquiry than the prosecutors have acknowledged in the past. You've always said that he may not be prosecuted while president, but he's got a lot waiting for him when and if he leaves.
I think it's one of the reasons that he's so intent on getting reelected, because he knows that there are an awful lot of people with collective blood in their eyes. Now, we know that he has a history of problems. He had them in New Jersey with his casinos. We know that he had them with Trump University. We know that he has had multiple deals that have gone sour. So this leaves room for these accusations. I'm not surprised, but clearly they're worried about the judge. The prosecutors are worried that it just seemed like not that much when you're talking about only cases in which women had accused Trump. Not that they aren't terribly important, because they are. I want to make that clear. But this really does open up the parameters of the case and the cases against Trump. And this is going to be something that we'll learn more about. Now, you can't know too much because grand jury hearings and grand jury minutes are not open to public scrutiny. And things have a way of leaking. But on the other hand, extraordinarily to me, things have a way of not leaking. So we don't know a great deal that eventually we're going to know.
Personas non grata, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. The kerfuffle has blown up even larger with the president. Dr. Fauci, speaking during a news conference with Governor Ned Lamont of Connecticut yesterday, supported Dr. Birx's assessment that the community spread of the virus is insidious and noted that it was happening outside of confined spaces like nursing homes and prisons. And backing up Dr. Birx, the Trump administration's coronavirus response coordinator says the Times Dr. Fauci indirectly put himself at odds with the president. Of course, earlier yesterday, Mr. Trump had called Dr. Birx pathetic on Twitter and suggested that her comments about a new phase were an effort to curry favor with Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Well, that's interesting because Speaker Pelosi, of course, was quite dramatic in her criticism of Birx, but Birx was having none of it and talked about how wonderful Pelosi was. And then Trump comes out screaming about Birx, and Fauci, to bring the melodrama up to date, then says Birx is right. So now you have the two top people in the administration come out and basically critique the president of the United States. His own people, the people that he has in place and who have terrific reputations. Fauci, of course, is getting an awful lot of credit from an awful lot of people. Birx was seen more as a marginal by many people, including me. However, I think she's now made the decision there ain't no good reason for sticking with this president in any way. There are those who make much of her facial expressions when Trump is off the rails and talking about, you know, phony antidotes to the disease. But I have to say, I do think it is now time for Birx to say, all right, this guy is off the rails and it's hurting people and it's killing people, and therefore I can't go along with it.
Let's go now to the relief. With jobless aid now expired, President Trump sidelines himself in stimulus talks as his team met with Democratic leaders trying to reach a deal. President Trump insulted Democrats and mused about short-circuiting the discussion.
As we've talked about, David, in the past, he has negotiating ability, which he considers to be his strongest point. The art of the deal, for example, becomes his rallying cry. One of the things he is known for is pulling himself out of negotiations, letting his people negotiate, and then pulling the rug out from under them. I'm afraid that may be what's going on right now. His gambit, which is to give a $600 payment to the people who have been getting it, has been rejected by the people on the Democratic side who are doing the negotiating. Look, people like Andrew Cuomo have said, if I don't get that $16 billion to help the people of New York, we're talking about 20% cuts to everyone. And I believe that they're going to do that, because I don't think that Trump cares a whit about any New Yorker or anybody else that is not a potential voter for him. And he sure ain't going to win New York. End of story.
Well, maybe the beginning of the story when it comes to mail-in votes. The president now claiming he has authority to issue an order on mail-in votes. He's been saying all along it's ripe for fraud. We know that he and many others in government vote by mail, and there's plenty of evidence that it's not. This is a real mess.
Well, he's going to say that. He's pointing now, as are others, to the Carolyn Maloney reelection effort on the east side of Manhattan. I know Maloney well, and I should just say that. And this is a conundrum for a lot of people who believe that voting by mail is the right way to go. They can't seem to get those votes counted. Now, we do know that voting by mail can work, has worked, and will work. But you know what they can do, and what a president like this can do, is to take a single instance and try to make much out of it. That's what he's doing in that race.
Well, and a final word just on Isa Eas, now a tropical storm moving through our region as we speak very early in the morning. By the time many people hear us at 7:45, it'll be bringing down some real heavy rain. By this afternoon, we're hearing about winds gusting up to 50, 60, in some spots maybe 70 or more miles per hour as you head toward the coast. Be careful if you're out on those roads. You can get ponding on roads, flooding. Take your time. Turn around, don't drown.
Turn around, don't drown, and don't go into a puddle with a car. That's where the problems so often are. You're so right about that, David. We want everybody to be safe, and we want to say there should be a tomorrow. Don't put yourself in a situation where you could drown or die, as the governor of New Jersey just put it, because you were a knucklehead.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. No knucklehead. Thanks, Alan.
For you, David, you have the No Knucklehead Award.